Hey, this is Nate Bargatze, and bringing you some of the best comics that you might not know yet, but you're about to get to know them. And don't worry, they're going to be on their best behavior. We shot this live in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's. It's the Nate Land Showcase. Please welcome your host tonight, the wonderful Brian Bates.
Good to see everybody. My name is Brian Bates. I'm the star of the Nate Land podcast. Who here listens to the Nate Land podcast? Okay. If you don't, it's myself, Dusty Slay, Aaron Weber, forgetting some, but oh, Nate Bargatze, he's on that as well, but I'm the star, so Aaron laughs, and Dusty does conspiracy theories, and Nate fronts it, but, you know, I kind of do everything else, so welcome, everyone. Good to see everybody here. We're having a good time. I'm a Nashville native. Any Nashville natives here? A few of us. I've lived here all my life. Traffic has never been worse. I think we can all agree on that. By round of applause, who's moved here in, say, the last 10 years? Yeah. You're the problem. Stop. Stop coming. We are full. Nashville traffic's so bad, it's changed me politically. It has. 10 years ago, when everyone started moving here, I'm like, we're going to be the most diverse city in America. California, New York, I don't care where you come from, you are welcome. Yesterday, I was sitting on Briley Parkway and just bumped up upper traffic, and I was like, we need to build a wall. We need to build a wall, keep them out. We need bouncers around Davidson County. Two people can't come in till two leave. You guys hear that Nate just set the record, largest attendance ever at Bridgestone Arena? How about that? Yeah. Yeah. I was on that show, and I went first, so technically I set the record. No one wants to admit that. The mainstream media has their narrative. They don't let a guy like me get ahead. You know how it is, but I set the record. It was such an honor to be there because, like I said, I grew up here. I've been to so many shows at Bridgestone Arena. Never once had I ever made it for the opening act, so I now know how they feel, and I would have liked to reach out to them and apologize, but I don't know their names because no one remembers the openers, but it was such an honor to be there because I've also been to so many Nashville Predators games. We got any Predators fans here? Yeah. I love the Preds, but let me tell you something. Traveling all over the country, I've learned something. You wear a Predator shirt in Nashville, people know what that means. In other cities? Not so much. I did a show in Chicago. I went to the zoo, and I wore a shirt that said, "Proud to be a Predator." It looked like a judge made me wear that shirt. Like that was my sentence. It was like the judge said, if you leave the state of Tennessee, you got to tell people what you did. That's what it looked like. I'm just walking around with this thing on. There's a guy there with his wife and kids, and he's like, hey man, you a Predator? He was wearing a Chicago Blackhawks hat, so I thought he was just talking trash. I was like, heck yeah, I'm a Predator. Been one all my life. Also a big Tennessee Titans fan. Where are my Titans fans at? Yeah. Yeah, a little fewer. We just got a brand new stadium. The Metro Council just passed a $2.1 billion stadium. And let me ask you guys this, though. Who thinks maybe $2 billion could go help our teachers get a little bit more money? How about that? Well, you'd be wrong. That was a test. You guys aren't real Titans fans, so the best thing we can do these teachers is just give them an air-conditioned room in a dome stadium so they're not sunburned on Monday morning, guys. That's the best thing we could do for them. I know they need supplies, but I also need reclining seats. So we got to get this stadium through, guys. That joke's going to come back and backfire on me because now I have a daughter. And when she's in school, I'm going to want those supplies. Guys, I'm 51 years old. My wife is 46. And 13 months ago, we had our first baby. How about that? Yeah. It's crazy. People way overanalyze why we waited so long to have children. They're like, was it a calling from God? Was it a midlife crisis? And the truth is, we just need help with our computer. It's as simple as that. Most parents are like, time slow down. We're like, time speed up. I want to know how to afford a Mimi. Now, the real reason is my wife and I just got married for the first time 3 years ago, and I was 48, she was 43. It was both our first marriage, and I don't want to sit up here and preach to you guys, but let me tell you something about how I want to tell you how God knows what's best for you, because when you don't get married until you're 48, you've been through a lot of bad dates and a lot of bad relationships and a lot of wondering, what if? Is she the one? Is she the one? I think she's the one. I don't know. But all you guys who are married know, when you know, you know. And about 4 years ago, I went on a blind date. Didn't even want to go on this date. My buddy fixed me up. I went begrudgingly. And there was immediate connection. It was different than any other night I'd ever been a part of. There were sparks. We talked all night. And I knew that night. I got home that night. I called my buddy. And I said, I found her. I'm going to marry this girl. And even though I never heard from that girl again... Apparently, she did not feel the same way. God put my wife in my path, and that's what I'm saying, guys. God knows what's best. He put my wife in my path to help me get over the girl of my dreams, and the Lord works in mysterious ways. We do. We have a little girl. Her name's Eleanor. And, you like that name? I ask that because people love to tell us how much they like that name and then immediately tell us how it could be better. They're like, oh, Eleanor, I love that name. Are you guys going to call her Ellie? No, I think we're just going to call her Eleanor. Oh, yeah, yeah. What about Ella? Or Elle? What about Chloe? Amelia, that's a pretty name. You could change it to Amelia. We're old, but it was our first child, so we did everything. We went through all the birthing classes and learned this in the birthing class. When a woman goes into labor and starts pushing hard, very often something else comes out. And it's nothing to be embarrassed about. This happens all the time. It's nothing to be ashamed about. My wife goes into labor. She starts pushing. And I think you guys know what happened. I pooped my pants. Missed the whole delivery. I would have been embarrassed, too, if it wasn't for that birthing class. It's very common. It happens all the time. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Trying to teach our daughter. We want to teach her to embrace who you are. Whoever you are, don't be trying to someone you're not. Just embrace who you are. You think that's good advice, right? Just lean in and be who you are. And so my wife and I are trying to do the same thing. So we've learned we're two old white people. And so I'm leaning in. I bought a telescope. I get out in the yard. I don't even know what I'm looking at. We watch Friends on Nick at Night every night. We love it. We got a Maltipoo. Her name's Hazel. That's about as wide as you can get. She kisses my wife on the lips. We do it, guys. We lean in. My mom lives in a little bitty town that's 99.9% white, so whenever she meets a non-white person, she still likes to tell me about it. And it has nothing to do with the story. She just likes to let me know. And she ends every story with, "But they were as nice as they could be." There's no reason they wouldn't be nice, but she wants me to know. Mom, how was that new restaurant you went to? Well, our server was this black man, and he had tattoos on his arms, but he was nice as he could be. I'm like, wow, someone who worked for tips was nice. That's amazing. How was your drive over? Well, our driver was this Mexican man from Puerto Rico. But he was nice as he could be. All right, guys, I'm Brian Bass. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, guys, we got a great show for coming up for you. The first comic coming up tonight, very funny guy. Give a warm welcome to Caleb Elliott.
Well, y'all keep it going for Brian. Y'all keep it going for him. That was awesome. So excited to be here in Nashville. How y'all doing? Oh, y'all can do better than that. How y'all doing, Nate Bargatze taping? This is awesome, man. I'm excited to be here. I love coming to Nashville. Love coming to Nashville. I remember the first time I came here, I got recognized for the first time, and it was unbelievable. I was so excited. Somebody thought I was the guy from High School Musical. So that's always hard for people, you know, because we're black with hair. We're both black with hair, so that's confusing. It was a dude, like, he brought his daughters with him to the show, right? He had two kids, like, two daughters. And he came up to me after the show, and he was like, hey, you that dude from High School Musical? And I was like, no, sir, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not that guy. He was like, well, could you act like you're that dude for my daughter, sir, so I can... I was like, sir, I'm not going to act like somebody else to entertain your children, sir. I'm not doing that, right? And he was like, I'll give you $100. That's what... I was like, sir, I'm not... You're watching Disney Channel. I gave you the wave, you know what to do with somebody. Oh, come on, she didn't clap it up for her. She kept it going, that's what I'm talking about. That was awesome. I was worried because you're white, you know, that's an advance. That's an advanced move, you know. One time I did a show and I gave it to a dude in the front, I gave him the wave and I was like, bam, and he was like, boom. And I was like, that's not what you're supposed to do. I said, did you just shoot me, sir, in front of all these people? Put your fingers down, please, sir, this is. Cool, man. I'm from North Carolina originally. Super cool. I'm a church kid. I've been raised in church my whole life. Love church. I used to steal stuff from the church when I was like 7, though. You know what I mean? It's not a sin if you're 7. And I would, like, I would take, like, arts and crafts, and then I would sell them at school, right? It was my ministry. And so... I did, like, one day I found, like, a big thing of, like, pipe cleaners. You know what pipe cleaners are, right? I would take the pipe cleaners, I'd make, like, little action figures out of them, right? And I would sell them at recess in, like, the second grade, and I called them pipe cleaner people, or PCP for short, because I didn't, they don't tell you what that is in second grade. And one day my daddy found, like, a whole bunch of money in my book bag, right? He was like, Kayla, where'd you get all this money from? And I was like, PCP, yo. I'm selling it at school. The kids love it. They use it every recess. It's going well. It's tough, man. Been in church my whole life. I don't like mission trips, though. I'm not a big mission trip person. Y'all know what that is? Mission trip. Y'all from the South, I'm sure y'all. Like, I don't like mission trip. What it started off as was basically like a church would send some people out to like a foreign place. Or something like that, you know, a place in need, you know, like, I don't know, Nashville. Or, no, I'm playing. They would send some people out on a mission. They would tell them about Jesus. That was the mission trip. They went on a trip, mission trip. That's what it started off as. But when I was growing up, it kind of changed a lot, and I didn't like it, honestly. Like, it became like a group of youth kids. Okay, a group of white youth kids would go to, like, Honduras or insert Spanish-speaking country, right? And then they would build a doorknob on the youth center. And it would take a week. It takes about a week to 10 days, honestly, to do it. And it's only $17,000. They got it down from last year to 17. And Jesus wants you to pay for it. He does. He really does. And I don't like, I'm not a big fan, honestly. I'm not. Like, I got beef with my church. I got a real problem with my church. Right? My church has been going to Honduras for 22 years. They've been building a youth center. Honduras, 22 years. Two problems with that. First off, the kids are grown. You know what I'm saying? 22 years, they done graduated out the program. Now, they could probably build it themselves, honestly. I'm just saying, man, like, who was praying for that? They wasn't praying for that. In Honduras, could you imagine dude in Honduras was praying for that? Like, he was praying. He was like, dear Jesus, yes, God, please send us 12 10th graders, Jesus. Please send 12 with no construction experience, Father. That's never built a thing in their lives, God. That don't even speak Spanish, God. They don't even speak the language that we speak. Please send them to come take pictures with our kids and post it on Instagram, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Stuff, man. I'm just saying, I don't get it. There's a lot of stuff I don't get, man. Raised in church, man, it's tough. I don't get how hard some of those relationships must have been. You know what I mean? Like, I was reading some of those stories, and I was like, dang, I bet they really had a hard relationship, like some of their marriages and stuff like that. Like, I was paying attention to Mary and Joseph. This is Jesus' parents. He's looking like, who is he talking about? Is that from Love is Blind? Who is Mary and Joseph? That's a tough situation, though, if you really think about that situation. Like, you know, because I bet, like, Mary's like, you know, I'm pregnant and it's God's, and Joseph, like, word. For real. Like, I bet Joseph was, like, really excited about that barn he got married, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a dude, he fixed the problem, you know? I bet he was like, look, baby, look, I know there's no more room in the hotels, right? But I got a new place, I got a petting zoo and everything, baby, it's going to be. And he was like, Mary, close your eyes, girl, close your eyes. And Mary's like, oh my gosh, Joseph. She was like, Joseph, you so crazy. Oh my God. She always do this. I swear he always do this. He is so crazy. This was the donkey. He was like, ready, ready, baby, ready, ready, Mary. One, two, three. Oh, really, Joseph? Really, for real? Really? This is the best you could do for real? You know what? That's why this ain't your baby. Hey, I'm Caleb Ellie. Y'all been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Keep it going for your host.
Caleb Ellie, everybody. All right, guys. Keep it going for the next guy come to stage. Please welcome Luca Ferro.
Yeah, gang, keep it going for your host one more time, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be here. How we doing? My name's Luca. I'm from Chicago. It's good to be here. Happy to be in Nashville. I'll tell you what, guys, something that's been bothering me. I'm tired of going to places now where you got a tip, where you didn't have to tip before. I went to Subway the other day, the sandwich place, and I got to the end of the line, and the guy flipped the iPad on me. You ever have that? They flip the iPad on you. And he was like, hey, man, you want to leave a tip? Subway. I was like, buddy, I just taught you how to make this entire sandwich. What are we doing here? Okay. Not tipping you. It's good to be here in Nashville. Just lower your expectations, guys. I'm not just a comedian. I feel like I should get that out of the way. I'm not just a comedian. I'm also a full-time stay-at-home son. Any other losers here? Just me. I live at home with mommy and daddy, which is nice. I know you look at me, you're like, Luke, you do comedy, you live with your parents, you must be the biggest loser in your family. No, I actually have a cousin trying to be a rapper, so I have him beat, okay? You know how hard it is to be a rapper in an Italian-American family, okay? When my family sees me, they'll bust my chops. They'll be like, there's the funny guy. Come on, funny guy, tell us a joke. Come on, do a joke, funny guy. When they see my cousin, they take it a step further, okay? They will grab strangers off the street. They'll be like, sir, excuse me, do you know who Eminem is? You know Eminem, the rapper? Yeah. This is Skittles right here. This is Skittles. Do a little rap, Skittles. I have a very big Italian family. My dad's not very politically correct. My dad, he's not. My dad, like, he still likes to call things gay that aren't gay. He does that, you know. Like White Claw, the drink, gay, okay? Pop music, gay, okay? If he was here, this guy's haircut, little gay. Sorry. The problem with my dad, he doesn't acknowledge the stuff that he does that's gay. That's what bothers me, my dad. Like, my dad, with all the stuff going on in Chicago, he thinks it's dangerous. He's been carrying a gun, okay? But he carries a gun in a fanny pack, okay? Yeah, I'm like, Dad, you can't walk around armed and dangerous, okay? You can't do both. You gotta pick one. I don't know if he's going to a bachelorette party or Vietnam. I have no idea. My dad's a funny guy. My mom's very funny, too. My mom's very superstitious, my mother, but she's Italian, so she has weird superstitions. Like, for example, my mother, she thinks that little people are good luck. Little people. I was in the airport with my mom not too long ago, and a little person walked by, and out loud in the airport, my mom goes, oh, I gotta go touch him. No, you don't. Okay, leave that person. I swear to God, that's true. That's not even a joke, okay? Anytime my mom sees a little person, she'll go out of her way and she'll touch him, but she'll pretend like it's an accident. Okay? So she'll go up to the guy. She'll be like, oh, sorry, sir. And then she looks at me like, oh, we got him. I got him. Let's go buy lottery tickets. It's messed up. I'm a single guy. I'm single. I feel like it's because I live with my parents, probably. But I also think I'm kind of picky, too, you know? I had to break up my last girlfriend because she snored too loud. Isn't that the worst? You think you love somebody, you find out they have sleep apnea? It's tough. Okay. I don't care how much you love somebody. If they're screwing with your sleep cycle, you start to have dark thoughts at night about that person, okay? This girl would wake up in the morning all beautiful. She'd be like, oh, my God, did you dream? I'd be like, no, but I plotted. Okay, this could have been... You think you're the only one watching Dateline? Okay. I don't know. I gotta move out. I live with my mom, my dad, and my off-the-boat Italian grandmother, you know? I love my grandma. She's 82 years old and she's on Facebook. Love that. That's a big confidence booster for me, you know? Like, a girl my age, if she wants attention on the internet, she posts a picture of herself on Instagram. All her friends are in the comments. They're going, get it, girl. Slay it, queen. They're always slaying something like it's a drag. I don't know why. If I want a confidence booster, I have to post a picture of me in a suit on Facebook. All my grandmother's friends are going, wow, what a handsome man you've become. Okay. What a tall drink of water you are. I'm like, dude, I could slay it in a nursing home. That's where I slay. My dad thinks I'm a sissy. I don't blame him either, my dad. You know, like my dad, he grew up in a tough generation. He grew up with gangsters, Italian gangsters, you know. It's funny to hear him talk about Chicago and big cities because he'll be like, people are getting robbed. There's crime everywhere. Never used to be like that. I'm like, yeah, because back in the day, it was you guys were the ones doing it. It was you guys. The only difference is the music, you know. Like, nowadays, people associate gangster music with rap music, right? Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, whoever else was in that Super Bowl halftime show. Okay, that's gangster music. When my dad was younger and he felt like a, you know, he felt like a gangster, he'd have the windows rolled down. All you hear is, when the moon hits your eye. Like, okay. Can you imagine getting shot in a drive-by and that's the last song you hear? Okay. You're like, my spleen, I'm bleeding out. Tippy, tippy, tay, tippy, tippy, tay. You'd be like, what am I, an Olive Garden? I don't know. I was raised a lot of tough love. I feel like a lot of tough love. And I'm glad I was raised that way. You know, I feel like if I wasn't raised that way, I would have ended up as one of those furry people. Ever see the furry people? They dress up like cats and they hook up with each other. That would have been me. Okay. I was a curious kid. I liked Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know. It could have happened. But I just know if I ever came home and told my dad, hey, Dad, I think I'm a cat, he'd be like, that's great, son. You're an outside cat, though. Like, get outside, okay? Dude, if I identified as a dog, I think my dad would medically treat me as one, okay? If I sprained my ankle, he'd be like, you know, he is 13. You should probably just put him down. I like animals. I think I prefer cats over dogs. I do. Yeah, sorry. I don't like dating a girl with a dog. I think that's my problem. Because the dog is always kind of like in the way, you know, when you're trying to hang out with the girl. Dog's like, who do you know here, man? You smell like olive oil. You know, like, what's that? I prefer dating a girl with a cat, you know? Because a cat's just kind of like a creepy roommate. You go over to the girl's place, cat's like, hey, buddy, do whatever you want, but I'm going to watch. And you're like, okay, that's fine. Hey, guys, my name is Luca Ferro. God bless you. Have a great evening.
Luca Ferro, everybody! Guys, keep that energy going for the next comic to come into the stage. Please welcome Matt Taylor!
All right. I think we can all agree, I am way too old to be dressing like this. This is... it's a little much. It blows my mind that this is what I chose to go with. I woke up this morning... I was like, Matt, you're going to be on camera. Make sure you look cool. And I didn't. Instead, I just ended up looking like the world's oldest eighth grader. That's me right here. This is what happens if you don't have kids. You just slowly turn back into one. This is... you like this shirt? It's my Benjamin button-up. That's what I'm calling it. It's nice. It's good to be here. My name's Matt, even though I'm dressed like a kid named Bentley. Matt Taylor, that's my full name. It's a very common name. It's so common that I've met 10 other Matt Taylors. And unfortunately, they're all doing way better than I am. One of them I met told me he was a world-renowned astrophysicist, which is crazy because I didn't ask. Then he was like, what do you do for a living? You own your own business? I was like, I mind my own business. That's... we're hiring. You should apply, you know? I wish I owned my own business. That'd be nice. When I'm not doing comedy, I'm actually a social worker, believe it or not. And, yeah. I mean, normally that gets a standing ovation, but whatever, guys. Man, I'm a social worker, but I hate talking to people, so really I'm more of like an anti-social worker, you know? It blows my mind that I had to get a college degree to go into there. Because there is no money in that field whatsoever. Like, dude, if I ever see my college advisor again, I'm going to fight that guy. I don't care. That man did not tell me I was getting a degree in poverty, you know? It's like, no wonder social workers are always trying to help the poor. Yeah, that's us. We're just trying to help ourselves, you know? I used to have to take public transportation to work. People would come into my office and just be like, how do I get out of poverty? I'm just like, I don't know why you're asking me. We were just on the same bus. You know how humiliating it is to have to get off at the same stop as your client? I'll tell you what, when they walk in the office and see me, they lose faith real quick, dude. They're just like, oh, God, no. It's the dude that was crying on the bus. They're just like, yeah, man, that's me, dude. Come on in, dude. It's tough. Like, you know you're broke when you've had your identity stolen and returned to you on the same day. That's me. I'm getting older. I recently turned 25 9 years ago. Being single at this age is tough, you know? It's like, you know, I recently got into online dating because I was crushing it too hard in real life. Any online dimes in the crowd tonight? Just me. All right, cool, great. This is nice. Online dating is weird because nobody on there is their true self. Like, maybe their best self, but not who they really are, you know? I feel like we do that in real life sometimes. Like, even me, standing in front of you guys right now, you're like, I'll give them a 6 on a good day. But if I pop this hat off, you're like, hey, whoa! dude's been an undercover three the whole time. We've been swindled. It's like hat on, knight in shining armor. Hat off, creepy dude in the corner. I got a weird look. I got the head of a stepdad and the body of a middle schooler. I don't know what happened. I'm built like a giant toddler, and it's not cool. I have to have this beard. If I shave it off, I just look like the world's oldest newborn baby. It's embarrassing. It's tough. People always act so shocked when I take my hat off. But it's like, what did you expect? My sideburns stop right here and never connect to anything ever again. Dude, one time I was at a bar and this drunk chick came up to me and she was like, I want to wear your hat. Takes it right off my head and goes, ah, I am so sorry, and put it right back on my head. It's like, did you just treat my hat like a toupee? Then her friend was like, don't worry about her. I'm oddly attracted to bald men. Oddly? What kind of backwards compliment is that? A lot of height shaming goes down in the online dating community. Every girl's profile says something like, looking for a man, not a little boy. You gotta be over 6 feet tall to enjoy this ride. Like, take it easy, Meredith. It's pretty tall standards for somebody with 6 kids and 3 failed marriages, don't you think? That was too far, I'm sorry. That was too much. But also, what kind of double standard? Can you imagine if my profile says something like, looking for a fit chick? Not a fat chick. Got to be under 2 feet wide to enjoy this ride. That'd be canceled in a week. It's tough. It's like, where do you meet people at this age? You got online dating and then what else? There's no party scene anymore. The only parties they get invited to nowadays are gender reveal parties.
Yay. It's like, what do you think the baby's going to be?
It's like, judging by those two, a nightmare. You see how they're fighting? It looks like that kid's probably going to have 2 Christmases. So, hey, you don't have to laugh at that joke, but statistically, it should relate to about half this crowd.
It's like, you want a pink lemonade or a blue raspberry?
I want a beer. That's what I want. Where's the beer? There's always that one person that's like, I don't care what gender the baby is. I just hope it's healthy. Yeah, we all do. Nobody here is like, I hope it's a boy, but with no hands and a speech impediment. Like, calm down, Susan. There's always an interesting way they reveal the gender. It's like pink confetti girl, blue confetti boy. This last one I went to, they had a pinata, which you would think is cool, except it was shaped like a baby. Dude, as soon as that soon-to-be father started swinging that bat, everybody got super uncomfortable. We were just like, whoa, we don't care what gender that baby is. We just hope it's healthy, you know? But hey, good news, Blue Candy, it's going to be a boy. Yeah, they're going to name him Braxton Phoenix because they're millennials. These millennial names are dumb. I met a kid the other day named Jathan. Not Jason, not Nathan, just Jathan. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm horrible at remembering people's names, so I like to say it back to him in conversation so it gets stuck in my head. So I was like, hey there, Jathan. Nice to meet you, Jathan. Very interesting name you have, Jathan. And he looks back at me and goes, wow. Are you serious right now? Some of y'all are probably going to get that on the ride home. Turns out his name was Jason. He just had a speech impediment. I know. I tried to apologize to him and shake his hand, but he didn't have any, so. All right, guys, that's it for me. My name's Matt Taylor. Y'all have been absolutely wonderful. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Matt Taylor, everybody. All right, guys, that's our show. Thanks to all the comics out tonight. Give it a big hand for them. I'm Brian Banks. Thank y'all so much, everybody. Have a good night.